Paddington Abroad by Michael Bond. Read by Hugh Bonneville. Chapter 1. Paddington Prepares. Paddington was in a mess. As he was the sort of bear who often got himself into trouble, he wasn't really surprised. But as he stood up and looked round his bedroom, even he had to admit that it was worse than usual. There were maps and pieces of paper everywhere, not to mention several nasty-looking marmalade stains and a long trail of paw prints. The paw prints started on a map, which was spread across the eiderdown on his bed. It was a large map of London, and in the middle, by the first paw mark, there was a circle, which marked the position of the Browns' house at number 32 Windsor Gardens. The trail led from the Browns' house across the map in a southerly direction, over the end of the bed, and onto another map, which lay on the floor at the foot. From there it carried on, still going south, until it reached the English Channel. And yet a third map by the window, which showed the north coast of France. There the trail ended in a soggy mess made up of old cake crumbs, a small pile of marmalade, and a blob of red ink. Paddington gave a deep sigh as he dipped his paw absent-mindedly into the concoction. He tried kneeling on the floor and peering at his room.